We are spending a lot of time this weekend focusing on the unprecedented moment that begins Monday, the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. But Donald Trump is not just a former president. He is running for president again, and for the next 6 weeks, will be doing so from a criminal courtroom. Trump has spent a lot of time in court over the past year, and already we are seeing how he is trying to use it for his political benefit. We're going to talk about all of that for the next few minutes with NPR's Ximena Bustillo, who has covered many of those New York court appearances. Hey, Ximena.
Hey, Scott.
So you have covered the preliminary hearings for this criminal trial. You've also covered two different civil trials that Trump has faced over the past year. What have you noticed about how he handles himself in court?
Well, Trump has come to New York City, as you mentioned, on several occasions, and he's done so to listen to jury selection processes and witness testimony in some of his most recent cases. These have been civil lawsuits, one accusing him and his flagship organization of committing fraud, and another for defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll. Trump did not have to show up for these, but he chose to, and that becomes important a little bit later on. In a majority of his visits to the New York courtrooms, he's made sure to speak to the press. And he uses this time in front of cameras to be very vocal about his opinions on the judge, court staff, the public officials bringing charges against him, and the cases themselves. Inside the courtroom, he is also vocal. He has been reprimanded by judges for making too many side comments that can be heard about the witness testimony by the jury. He sits hunched over with his arms crossed, and on a few occasions, he has actually stormed out of the courtroom. And he's taken these opportunities also to do bigger, grander press conferences at places like 40 Wall Street, one of his buildings here in New York City. And he brings in American flags and cheering supporters.
Trump's actions in these other cases that you've seen, I think, really indicate that he sees a political benefit to appearing in court, which, at first glance at least, might seem counterintuitive to a lot of people.
When Trump comes out to speak, he talks to his supporters and makes the case that he is being persecuted. And if they, the prosecutors, can come after him, then they can come after them. He believes that this plays well with his audience and believes that every time he faces legal setbacks, his support increases. In fact, a lot of recent polls do show him ahead of Biden. Yeah. And he also uses these appearances to not just talk about the trials, but the issues he's running on, like being tougher on the southern border and foreign policy. So not even anything to do with the trial. And he will take questions from reporters on these issues as well. One thing that is different starting with this trial is that now he is the only candidate with enough delegates to secure the GOP nomination during the July convention, and all other rivals have dropped out of the race. But he has long been the party's frontrunner. So even as he is protesting that he's not allowed to campaign, he has been choosing to come to court and using these opportunities to fundraise and to add to his talking points in the actual rallies that he hosts. So here he is outside of Manhattan Criminal Court, where he will be on Monday.
Which is a rigged deal. Is all coordinated with the district attorney, and it's coordinated with the Attorney General of New York.
And here he is in Rome, Georgia, last month.
The whole plan is to go after Trump in every way possible, especially criminally and legally. How would you like to have my life? You like that life? Darling, I go home to our wonderful first lady. She never heard the word indictment. Neither did I until I got indicted so many times in the last few months.
All right. Certainly, we have seen Trump's support among Republicans consolidate as all of these charges came, as these cases move forward. This is now a general election audience, though, with a lot of independent voters that he needs to win over in order to win the election. Walk me through a little more what the upside is here for Trump to himself highlight these criminal cases.
Mm-hmm. So at first, there was immediate payoff. There were big spikes in donations around news events related to the cases that he's been involved in and appearances that he's made. The largest amount of any single day came when his mugshot was released last summer for his criminal case in Georgia. And his campaign does send out emails to supporters discussing the trials and following court appearances or decisions, which coincide with these spikes. But recent federal election committee filings show that he isn't raising as much as he used to around the dates of these legal events. So he went from raising around $4 million after pleading not guilty to alleged hush money payments in New York, the criminal case that starts on Monday, and again after pleading not guilty to election interference charges in Georgia, to only bringing in $200,000 to $400,000 in November and December.
This trial's finally starting after delays and months of anticipation. What can we expect from him out of this trial, out of this first criminal trial?
I mean, he's likely to continue his usual strategy. It's delay, deny, deflect, right? We've said that before.
Yeah.
His legal team has tried to delay and try to push the trial date even as soon as this last week. They tried three times. And they've tried to argue that he also has presidential immunity, even though this trial is for actions that happened in the lead up to the 2016 election. So before he was ever even president at all, here he is outside the criminal court before the judge set the date for the trial.
We want delays. Obviously, I'm running for election. Again, how can you run for election if you're sitting in a courthouse in Manhattan all day long?
He has said that he will do campaign events in the evenings, which he has done these swings before, attending court during the day and then flying to rallies at night. Mm-hmm. And he, when given the opportunity, will also deny and deflect any responsibility or guilt. For this criminal trial, now remember the last ones were civil, so for this criminal trial, he is required to be present in person every day. And it is not his choice this time, although the judge in theory could grant a permission for special absences. So expect him to continue to remind the press that he is running for president, that this is interfering with his ability to campaign, and to keep denying the charges. This trial is expected to wrap up in a few months, so there could be a decision before voters take to the polls to make their own choices in November.
That's NPR's Ximena Bustillo. Thanks so much.